Welcome to a brand new Masechta, Maseches Bava Basra. It's a schus and an honor to have you along for the journey as we travel through the Shisha Sidre Mishnah through the Mishnayos. We begin the Masechta with a small introduction, really more exclusively to the first parak. The Mishnah here discusses a situation where there are partners that own a chatzer. That means to say, in the olden days, people's homes didn't open into the street. They opened into a chatzer. They opened into a courtyard. And often there were multiple houses that opened into that one courtyard. That's called chatzar ha-shutfim, a courtyard of shutfim, of partners. Now, if that courtyard has at least 4 amas by 4 amas, approximately 8 feet by 8 feet for each of the homeowners, and that's in addition to the 4 amas, the four approximately 8 feet that would be in front of their house, that is called a chatzer sheyesh badin chalukah, or a courtyard that there is legal rights to divide the courtyard so that each person has their own privacy in their courtyard. However, our Mishnah is talking about a situation of a chatzer she'ein badin chalukah. That means to say a situation where it's smaller than the 4 amas by the 4 amas and the 4 amas in front of the home. In that situation, then in theory, the courtyard does not get divided and everyone could use the entire courtyard. Our Mishnah, the first Mishnah here, is going to discuss the situation of such a courtyard where by halacha, there is no rights for either of the two to claim division. However, the two partners decided that they do want to divide it. And each one of them kind of wants to hold on to just the part of the courtyard that's closest to their home. In this situation, if they both agree to do this, then one can demand from the other one that they should put up a mechitza, they should put up a wall, some type of wall in between them, so that each one could have their own privacy, they could have their own exclusive little courtyard. Just one more thing, it's a fascinating concept which the Gemara discusses at length. And this whole Mishnah is built on the concept called Hezek Re'iyah. That means to say, my neighbor peering into my property is considered damaged by Jewish law. That's the reason why one can mandate his friend to participate, to chip in, to putting up a wall so that each of them has their privacy and the prying eyes of the neighbor are not able to see into our courtyard. It's just a fascinating concept that already in the times of the Mishnah, which is thousands of years ago, people were already concerned. Halacha is concerned with the fact that you need your privacy. You need to be able to feel like your home is your home in order for you to be able to function properly. As we see in the Torah, Matoivu Alecha Yaakov, when the Klal Yisrael were camping in the desert, the opening to each of their tents faced away from another so that there would be a certain level of privacy, of tznius, of modesty, that is the hallmark of Klal Yisrael. So let's just start the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ashutvim partners, they're partners in a courtyard, Sheratu lafes mechitza b'chatzer, that they both agreed to make a wall, a divider, in between the chatzer and the courtyard, Boinin es ha-koysel be'emza, each one gives a little bit of his part, a little bit of his portion, and that is where the wall ultimately is built. Says the Mishnah, Mekoyim she'nohagu livnois gavil, if the custom there is that people would build with gavil. Gavil are stones that are not hewn, they're not smoothed out, they're rough stones. Or, says the Mishnah, gazis, smooth stones. Kefisin, says the Mishnah, half bricks. Levainim, complete bricks. Bainim. Then the halacha is that once they agree that they're going to divide it and they have to put up this wall, neither of them could say, no, I wanted something cheaper, I wanted a wicker fence or something like that. No. They have to do what the minhag ha-makom is, Hakol k'minhag ha-medina, as the Mishnah says, everything follows the minhag, the custom of that particular community. Says the Mishnah, ba-gavil, let's say they decided to build with gavil. Remember, stone, gavil was stones that are rough. Zenais and shleisha tefachim, each one gives 3 tefachim, approximately 9 inches of his property. Zenais and shleisha tefachim, he gives 3 tefachim. And that's how it works, ba-gazis. Let's say they're building it with smooth stone. Zenais and tefachim u-mechza, zenais and tefachim u-mechza. Each one gives 2.5 tefachim, approximately 8 inches. Ba-kefisin, let's say they built with half brick. Zenais and tefachim, zenais and tefachim. Each one has to give just 2 tefachim because they're smaller. Ba-levenim, with complete brick. Zenais and tefach u-mechza, zenais and tefach u-mechza. Each one gives 1.5 tefachim because they're even smaller. Lefichach, therefore, says the Mishnah, since both of them participated in the costs of the construction of the wall, enough ala koisel, if the wall falls, ha-mokim va-avonim shal shneim, then the area beneath the wall goes back to the original owners, the stones are divided amongst the two of them, and they walk away as friends, wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.